Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, authorities on Long Island are ramping up efforts to solve a mysterious cold case, the deaths of 10 people whose remains were found at Gilgo Beach over 11 years ago. They've released recordings of three 911 calls made the night one of the victims disappeared. 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern has the latest from Suffolk County.
After being driven to the home of a client, Shannon Gilbert called 911 to say someone is after her. Also on the tape, you can hear the voices of her client and her driver trying to coax her out of the house. Unlike the other women who police say were murdered, Suffolk cops say Gilbert got lost in the reeds running away and drowned. But Gilbert's family maintained she was killed. They commissioned an autopsy, which determined that the cause of death was strangulation. The official autopsy did not determine what killed her. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Now, the other calls that were released today were made by two Oak Beach residents who Gilbert apparently encountered that night. Suffolk Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison created a Gilgo Beach Homicide Investigation Task Force earlier this year, shortly after he took the top cop job. In federal court in Brooklyn today, the man accused of shooting up a busy subway car in Sunset Park last month. Our Juliet Papa was there and has this report.
62-year-old Frank James was escorted into the courtroom by federal marshals. He's been behind bars, charged in the Brooklyn subway shooting that injured 10 people. It was exactly a month ago that James was captured in the East Village, 30 hours on the loose, after authorities say he detonated smoke bombs and opened fire on a busy N train in Sunset Park. In court, he entered a not guilty plea to a two-count indictment, which involves terrorism charges relating to violence on the subway. A Glock pistol was recovered. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, at Brooklyn Federal Court.
And if convicted of those charges, James faces a possible sentence of life in prison. Well, abortion rights activists have declared tomorrow the National Bans Off Our Bodies Day of Action, with scores of rallies planned across the nation, including two here in the city. One being organized by Planned Parenthood will begin Saturday at noon at Brooklyn's Cadman Plaza, then march across the Brooklyn Bridge to Foley Square. The rallies are a response to that leaked draft of an upcoming Supreme Court decision that shows the court's conservative majority plans to overturn Roe v. Wade and end the constitutional right to an abortion. Jacqueline Marrero is with Planned Parenthood of Greater New York.
Overturning Roe means 26 states could swiftly move to ban abortion. Already 13 states have trigger laws that would immediately take effect once the final decision is released. But let's be clear, as of right now, abortion is still legal on paper.
A second abortion rights rally is scheduled for Saturday in the city, sponsored by the group Rise Up for Abortion, which is leading protests around the country tomorrow. It's scheduled for 2 p.m. at Union Square. Now, in advance of Bans Off Our Bodies Day, more than 150 artists and influencers lent their names to a full-page ad in the New York Times today in support of the effort. Miley Cyrus, Camila Cabello, Olivia Rodrigo, and Ariana Grande among them. Well, kindergarten kids in the five boroughs may be a long way off from college, but it's never too soon to start saving. In fact, starting today, the city has launched its new NYC Kids Rise program, which has established college savings accounts for every one of its 65,000 kindergarten students. Mayor Adams says it's all about encouraging kids to continue their educations after high school.
Research shows that children with a college savings account are 3 times more likely to go to college and 4 times more likely to graduate.
As students are automatically opted into the program regardless of family income or immigration status, and each account starts off with $100 in seed money. Anyone can donate to a student's fund, parents, friends, other relatives, or sponsors. Since NYC Kids Rise is a nonprofit, donations are tax deductible. Well, there's only one county in all of New York State that's at a low risk of COVID right now, and that is the Bronx. The Bronx has only 182 new cases per 100,000 residents. That's the only borough where that number is below 200. Staten Island, meanwhile, has the highest case with 389 cases per 100,000 residents. However, the Bronx also has the distinction of being the 10th worst county in the country for COVID deaths and the 20th worst for cases since the start of the pandemic. Long Island being hit hard by COVID right now, second worst region in the state at the moment. Nassau and Suffolk also have the state's third highest rate of reinfection, though the hospitalization rate remains manageable there. The current case surge is being driven by a subvariant of Omicron, but health experts say there's no evidence it causes more severe symptoms. Well, it's a rare thing in Greenwich Village, a homicide. In fact, last year, there were no homicides at all in the village. However, earlier this morning, there was a fatal stabbing.
This stemming from an argument with four suspects around 1:30 Friday morning, according to police. One suspect stabbing 28-year-old Samir Abdallah of Brooklyn in the torso. He was pronounced dead at Bellevue. Not surprising to Tyler, who owns a dog daycare nearby.
I mean, it's a little terrifying, but It's gotten a little bit weird every night for a while. So
while the 6th Precinct had no homicides all of last year, Tyler says things are so bad they've taken precautions to protect their employees, and area businesses are taking matters into their own hands.
West Forest said they were putting together like a private security thing, so they're asking everybody in the neighborhood to pitch in, like just on this street.
He just wonders why they have to pay extra money to be safe. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Greenwich Village.
Now that was one of two fatal stabbings overnight. The other happened in Queens, where a 58-year-old homeless man was attacked during an argument with two other men on the Horace Harding Expressway. The NYPD says they have a person of interest in custody in that case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.